Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and sorry, I want to welcome you to episode 173 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? And I want you to know I was feeling good. You understand? I was feeling good. The Clippers won tonight. They beat Boston. That's two wins in a row. Came from behind the first half. It was great. You know, feeling good. Good game. Then, even last week wasn't too bad. You know, Donald Trump gave a speech. He gave a speech to Congress, and it was considered a good speech. And, well, that's because that bar is pretty low. A good speech means he didn't start foaming at the mouth. He didn't start yelling about hating anybody. He didn't attack Meryl Streep or anyone from the Oscars. He more or less stayed on script. And they were like, that's brilliant. Very presidential. Very. He didn't even tweet. He didn't stop in the middle of the speech to tweet. So good for him. It was a great speech. It lasted for 2 days. Then we start here. and this one out of the blue. And I love, you got to love how they just make up the lies. Like, just literally pull it out of thin air. Apparently, Barack Obama was tapping, and I don't even, was he tapping phones or listening in the air or something? Somehow, Barack Obama was tapping Trump Tower. You know, hacking into Trump Tower, listening into Trump Tower, basically doing everything the Russians did to the Democrats during the campaign. And speaking of the Russians, I think at this point, everyone's calling for an investigation, and I think there should be an investigation. And I think we should try to find out who in the Trump administration, in the Trump campaign, didn't talk to the Russians. I think that's a much shorter list. If we could just find who didn't talk to the Russians, I'm thinking maybe it's Melania, maybe his wife. His wife did, so far, doesn't seem to have had contact with the Russians. Everyone else did. Everyone else did. Security advisor, attorney general. You know that Trump himself did, and on and on and on. But yeah, so I think the investigation should be who didn't talk to a Russian. I don't know. I didn't. I'm not in the thing. I bet Ben Carson talked to a Russian. Oh, and I'm going to get to this idiot in a few. But is anything going to be done? I doubt it. I honestly doubt it. People are saying this is going to be the thing that brings him down because Sessions recused himself. I don't think so. I honestly don't. I think, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. It's a mess. We knew it was a mess. I don't think there was any doubt that Russia was involved in our election. I don't think that's news to anybody. The news was Barack Obama tapping, hacking, doing whatever he did to Trump Tower, which not only is it not true, it's like one of those things, like there was never any talk about it, never any suspicion, and Trump just comes out with a tweet. Oh, yeah? What about Barack Obama tapping my phones? How comes no one's talking about that? Well, because it didn't happen. That would be why no one was talking about it. And a good friend of mine brought up a point. You know, as much as Trump likes to ask questions, how come this happened? What about that? Look into that. Couldn't he just ask Siri and leave us alone? Doesn't Alexa answer those questions? You know, that Echo thing that Amazon came out with? I think he should just talk to Siri and Alexa late at night and get some answers from them. So it lasted 2 days. That's my favorite thing. He gave a great speech. He sounded presidential. Well, not for long. So Ben Carson. See, this is why I can't have a good day, because Ben Carson talked today. So Ben Carson said that slaves, they weren't slaves. They were immigrants who came here in the bottom of slave ships. They worked even longer and harder for less, but they had a dream that one day their sons, grandsons, granddaughters, great-grandsons, blah, 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 might pursue prosperity and happiness in this land. Okay, Ben Carson said that slaves were immigrants who worked longer and harder for less money. Now, wow. Okay. There are so many. I mean, first of all, that would be true, Ben. That would be true if well, it depends on what you call working for less money. So I guess if you consider being beaten and, well, you weren't considered human, so to murder you wasn't a crime. So you could be beaten, you could be killed. Of course, the women could be raped, the families could be ripped apart and sold. Again, your property, you're not a human. Yeah, Ben, those are pretty low wages, Ben. I'm guessing the Irish and Italian immigrants probably wouldn't have worked for those wages. See, because you were brought here in chains, in the bottom of a slave ship. You fucking idiot piece of shit. You fucking idiot piece of shit. I'm sorry, people, but this is beyond, like, the idiocy. Like, I clown Ben Carson all through the campaign, but this is on another level. I'm going to quote Samuel L. Jackson's tweet. This is a quote. Okay, Ben Carson, I can't. Immigrants in the bottom of slave ships? Motherfucker, please. End quote. That was his quote. And ain't nobody more qualified to say motherfucker than Samuel L. Jackson. And Samuel L. Jackson could talk about Ben Carson because he played Ben Carson in Django. That had to be his role model for preparing for that role, right? Ben Carson, it'd be one thing if he was still just the idiot candidate, if he was still just the coon on Fox News. But he's the head of housing and urban development. And he believes that slaves were low-paid immigrants, which means he'll be fine. And believe me, he will be absolutely fine with filling Trump's friends' private prisons with black people. Because that's not prison. That's just like low-rent housing. Ain't that right, Ben? You low-life piece of shit. Let me tell you something. JaVale McGee had that feud with Shaq, and he called Shaq a coon. Well, JaVale, now you see what a true coon is. Now you see what a true low-life piece of shit coon is. Ben Carson is disgusting, unqualified for humanity, let alone his job. I don't know how he was a brain surgeon. I really don't. I don't. He said in the same bullshit speech that you can't overload the brain. You can't overload the human brain. Well, Ben, obviously you can. Obviously yours has been overloaded and shorted out somewhere because you think slaves were low-paid immigrants. Now, indentured servants, yeah, there were white indentured servants, and they had to work off the cost of them coming over from Europe, but they weren't chained up in the bottom of the ship and sold. They weren't beaten for that. They worked longer and harder. Ben, I don't think the slaves had much choice in their hours. I don't think at any point they thought about, you know, maybe we should unionize this slavery thing. This, and to anybody white or Latino or anyone listening who's not black, this is what we hate the most. This is the worst person in the black community. The person who will, and this was the overseer in slavery, okay? This is the coon. This is the black person that hates black people so much. He's like, no, relax, white man who hates black people. I'll hate them for you. I'll step in. It started, and his whole career started when he called Obama's Health Care Act worse than slavery. That's what made him the darling of Fox News. But to say something like this, I'm trying to joke about it, but I can't because I get mad every time I think about what a horrible piece of shit thing this is to say. I mean, the African American History Museum is right down the street from his office. Okay, 12 Years a Slave. I think someone will let him see the movie Roots. He might want to check that out. He might want to check out anything about slavery and what it was. And at no point was it considered, this is just kind of a low paying job with long hours? What would the pay be? Well, you work or we beat you to death. Oh, and we can sell you and sell your kids and breed you and, you know, so all of that. And then if you like look at a white woman, we can hang you from a tree. There's that. But that's like a bonus. You know, so yeah, slavery was just low paid immigrants. See, this is why I can't have a good day. Damn it. I'm going to stop now. I'm not going to keep going on what a fucking asshole piece of shit Ben Carson is. But this is why I can't have a good day. Clippers won. Always good. Trump didn't do any major damage. Came with a dream up bullshit story about Barack Obama tapping the fucking Trump Tower. Eh, that's okay. That's just typical Trump. No big deal there. And then this. So, you know, I had a good weekend. I was in Burlington, Vermont. Never been to Burlington before. Never been to Burlington before. It's a nice small town, small city. The Church Street in downtown looked like what Hollywood would build if they had to shoot a show in a small town. I understand Bernie now that I've been to Burlington, because everyone's nice in Burlington. Everyone's nice to everyone in Burlington. And I think Bernie just thought, well, that's how people are. And people will be nice and we can get people to pay for other people's health care and, you know, help kids go to college without calling it socialism. Yeah, I understand why Bernie thought that, because I was in Burlington, Vermont, and that's how people are. And it was a good weekend. The Vermont Comedy Club is definitely an A club. Really fun, really creative place. Kind of place we comics love to do comedy. You know, you really connect with the audience because they're right there on top of you. Beautiful. Beautiful. Cold. Bitter cold. 9 degrees. But I walked by the lake because I'm stupid like that. Beautiful. Had a good weekend. Came home. Clippers won. Had a good day. And then Ben Carson. See? That's what happens. I'm not allowed to hit him with a stick. Wouldn't it be great if there was like some way you could just simulate slavery? So if they said like, okay, Ben, instead of paying you this week, we're going to give you 20 lashes. Yeah, we're going to give you 20. That's your pay this week. Because, you know, we're trying to save money, cut back on the budget. Sorry. I keep going back to it. I did see one thing that was interesting in Vermont. And this just works with my theory that we are two countries. I saw a commercial for a Glock pistol. I can't tell you the specifics of it. But basically what the commercial was emphasizing was how small and easy to conceal the pistol is so that you can carry it all the time. And they were selling confidence. See, that's the thing in advertising, right? You sell a benefit. You don't sell a product, you sell a benefit. And what they were selling was confidence. And they showed, it was like a woman jogging, you know, and there was like a red X on the commercial wherever someone would have her gun. So she went for a run. And she had a gun, and another guy was, he was some sort of teacher or professor, and he had his gun with him, and then he went on a date, and he had his gun with him at dinner, because, you know, you never know, might be a bad date, I guess, I don't know, another woman coming home from work, just a little more confident. They showed a soccer mom was making breakfast for the kids and taking the kids to school and had the little gun in her purse, and again, I guess it's okay, I guess, you know, if you're responsible and you want concealed carry, and you're certainly allowed to sell the product, but there's a commercial you're never going to see in New York or Chicago or L.A. or California, for that matter. It's just we live in two different countries. We really do. And apparently we have two different history books, because there's some history book somewhere that they tried to slip that in a history book in Texas, and they caught them and they took it out where they said it wasn't slavery, it was just immigration, just, you know, tough immigration back then. You know, I guess probably didn't even check your papers, because wouldn't that have been great if slavery was just immigration? Then if you were brought over as a slave, you could have said, listen, I'm undocumented. I'm going to have to go home. What about that, Ben? They could have just said, you know, I don't have any papers. I'm going to have to go home. Yeah, didn't work that way, did it, Ben? You piece of shit. Sorry. Last least. Now, you know when you say last but not least? This is least. So the House has finally come up with a bill to repeal Obamacare. No bill to replace it, just to repeal it. They're going to remove the taxes that help pay for health care. You know, things like the tax on the tanning beds, because that's really hurting people. And they're going to change Medicaid for the states to, so the tax don't go. But they're going to give, they're going to stop taxing anything to pay for health care, but they're going to somehow give credits to buy health care. And they still haven't said anything about the side benefits like, you know, pre-existing conditions or children being able to stay on their parents' health care to age 26. You know, the things that have been really helping people. Oh, and they're going to stop. People won't be allowed to sign up anymore in 2019 or 2020 something. It's all vague because they have no fucking plan. That's why it's all vague, because they have no fucking plan other than to shut it down. So we got that going for us. I'm going to stop the podcast now. I feel horrible. We started out good. We had a good basketball game. We had a great weekend of comedy. We had only ridiculousness from Trump, nothing dangerous, just stupidity. And then I got Ben Carson and a repeal of health care. I'm sorry, people. I am really trying. I am doing my best. Read a great article about interview with David Letterman this week. And Letterman said that if he was still on, they would have to shut him up. He would talk so much about Trump, they would have to edit the show and shut him up. They'd have to tackle him to stop him. Dave is not happy. And he said he'd call Donald Trump because he knew him back when he was just a clown developer in New York. Kudos to David Letterman and people like him. I'm done. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. This weekend, I am going to be back on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. This should be a great weekend on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So that's going to be on March 11th, March 7th and March 10th, I was getting ahead of myself on the calendar. Let me back up my dates are still right. That's pretty cool. Anyway, March 7th and March 10th, I'm at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood on a 10 o'clock show. So there's that. And I want to thank you for listening. I'll be out there. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get my shit together. Low-paid immigrants. What the fuck? Thank you so much for listening. This is Alonzo signing off.